From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Former Governor Charlie Crist has released 3 years of tax returns. The forms appear on the same day a political committee working to re-elect Republican Governor Rick Scott released a statewide ad criticizing Crist for not releasing his wife's tax returns. Candidates are not required to release tax returns in Florida. The Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center at the University of Miami School of Medicine is receiving a large infusion of cash thanks to state lawmakers who approved $60 million of annual funding for 3 cancer centers in the state. The Sylvester Center will receive $16 million per year for 5 years. Even before the funding, the center made investments, including hiring new physicians and researchers and purchasing new equipment. Dr. Stephen Nimer is director of the center.
We've purchased machines that allow you to look at individual cancer cells. You can take each cell out and look one cell at a time and identify some of the complexity of cancer that was previously not apparent.
Governor Rick Scott proposed the funding specifically for cancer centers, hoping to gain National Cancer Institute designation. Currently, there is only one National Cancer Institute in the state. It's in Tampa. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.